On Aspire with Emma Greed, I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From Mark Cuban to Mel Robbins, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with me, Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast available now.
Cool little college basketball stat here for you. Most times ranked in the AP poll in the past dozen years. Number five, Arizona at 170. Kentucky, 191. Gonzaga, 201. Duke, 210 times. Kansas, 220 times. Kansas wins a big game last night against Houston in Allen Fieldhouse as Bill Self improves to 41-0 at home on Big Mondays. Mizzou going to take care of business tonight against the Tennessee Volunteers. At least I hope so.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Believe yesterday they were 3.5-point dogs. The disrespect in Columbia continues, but that's okay. It is battle the SEC on a Tuesday night. Duke plays, but I don't think they have a really tough game tonight. They have a they played Notre Dame at Notre Dame. But again, so if you want to watch Cameron Boozer play, but Missouri and Tennessee, 8 o'clock, Missouri, 3.5-point dogs or 4.5, depending on where you get them. But the NFL win season totals are out. As of last year, the Chiefs were 11.5 wins over or under. They've dropped one full game to 2026 as 10.5 is the over under for the Kansas City Chiefs. You taking the over, the under, thinking the Chiefs won 11 games this year?
Well, I think what the interesting thing about this is that that's tied for the most wins in the AFC West going into the season for their over-under with the Chargers of Los Angeles. And so it's interesting to look at that to me because I didn't think the Chiefs would have that high of a win total, right? At 10.5. And I didn't think they'd be the number one win total team in the AFC West because I just thought everybody would pick the Chargers or the Broncos, which, by the way, same number going into next season as they had last season, 9.5. I think people are looking at the close games maybe for the Denver Broncos, and look how it flipped for Kansas City. The Broncos may be that team that won all those close games, and you see the Kansas City effect take place with the Denver Broncos, and then the Raiders have less wins than they did a year ago. They're at five, five right now. We still don't know who their quarterback is. For me, though, I want to ask you guys, why do you think Vegas has this much faith in the Chiefs? And not just Vegas right now. What gives you guys the most confidence to take the over on the Kansas City Chiefs going into next season, taking the over of 10.5, which means you think they're going to win 11 games? And for me, it's pretty simple. Andy Reid getting the extra rest to kind of rejuvenate, you know, what happened after last season. The Patrick Mahomes comeback tour, I think, is going to be bigger than we can even put into words. And I think we may see a Chris Jones rebound because he is getting criticized a lot this offseason for the way that he played during the regular season. And so that's why I think I would take the over at 10.5. What about you guys?
I love the Chris Jones rebound. I'd be all over that. I can see that happening, especially if they're able to get him a little more help up there. Yeah, I think part of it is, I mean, obviously just Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, but I think in sports too, I think we're in Vegas may be keen to this is the swing back, right? The swing back season, swing back game, whatever it is, kind of, all right, we lost this, now we're going to win this. I mean, we just saw it in a shorter term, right, with KU. That loss to Cincinnati, worst loss of the season. What are they going to do? They're going to come back, and they're going to right the ship, and they're going to beat Houston at home. That's kind of right what's going to happen here in Kansas City. You've got Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes in charge, and the way last season went, they're going to figure out how to rectify that and change things. I would go with Mahomes' revenge, and listen, I'll be beating this drum all offseason. I think this offensive line is going to be very, very good. Top 10 at least in the NFL. Josh Simmons is fantastic. We know what the center and guard are. Kingsley Sumiati'a was fantastic for the most part last season, especially the latter half of the year. And then right tackle is a question mark right now, but two guys that I thought looked pretty solid in their flashes in Isipole and Jalen Moore. I think this is an offensive line. That, Mahomes, and a revamped running game gives me a lot of reason to be confident.
And I think that's why the offensive line has a chance, because hopefully there is a revamped running game and there is more of an emphasis to be a balanced offensive team, because as I was looking at the offensive line last year and we had these conversations, like just something just seems off. Something seems to be missing. And as you start to kind of put it all together and look back and, you know, have the hindsight be 2020, I guarantee a big reason why the offensive line didn't play up to its level last year was because of Andy Reid and his play calling and his decision-making on the sidelines and being too predictable.
One-dimensional, 100%.
Being too predictable. At any time you put your people in position to not be successful, well, they aren't successful. And I think we saw that with offense this year. I think a lot of it really has to be a reset by Andy Reid.
I think if you look at what you have to, and that is the anomaly of 6-11. Everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong, I think, last year for the Chiefs, right? Your first round pick that you had hype about, didn't really worry about the injury, and then was gone for 5 weeks. Your number two wide receiver is injured on the third play of the game. Your running back game, you knew it wasn't going to be great, wasn't great. I'm thinking that they're trusting that the Kansas City Chiefs are a smart enough and good enough team to realize what they didn't do right. They've got to work on in this offseason. They've had a lot of time to focus on that. I know that for a fact they're putting their heads together and they're going to, you know, get busy this offseason. It starts with the combine that's currently going on in Indianapolis. We'll see what they do free agent wise. I'd love to see if that number, you know, alternates, if they go get like a Breece Hall or a Travis Etienne who's, you know, linked to maybe wanting to be on the Kansas City Chiefs roster. It goes back to what we always do every year before the year starts. Who's the quarterback? Who's the coach? I think both have a reason to be pissed off next year. Not like pissed, but pissed. Mm-hmm. Right? So I think that also factors into it. And just the respect value. Like, do you really honestly think that we will see another year like we saw last year? But the other part about it is what they do in this offseason, is it 5 games of improvement? Because to get to 11, right? You were 6 games in the winning category last mm-hmm. year. Didn't beat a playoff team. Didn't do well in your own division. But also you have to think about, what is your division going to do? What do the Chargers look like next year? What do the Broncos look like next year?
Well, what does your schedule look like?
And then also, I know that the schedule, when it came out of who you're going to play, it's like, man, they got a brutal schedule according to this year.
I'm looking at it right now, and I'll tell you what, I don't think it's brutal at home. These are the opponents that aren't in the division. They play the Cardinals, the Colts, the Jets, the Patriots, the 49ers.
Yeah, that's not murderers.
That doesn't scare me.
Now, say them again.
This is at home, not division. Cardinals, Colts, Jets, Patriots, 49ers.
Yeah, what's the scariest team? It is the 49ers.
Probably, but even them, like, we could talk about them. Every player that they are hoping is 31 or over. I don't know how much longer they have at their reign over there in the
NFC.
See
what New England looks like playing a good schedule.
Yep, exactly.
See what the Patriots look like, right? And then the away, a little harder, but again, I think there's a lot of winnable games here. Again, not division games. Bengals, Bills, okay?
Yep.
Dolphins, Falcons, Rams, Seahawks. Harder away games, no doubt. You got to win some of those 50-50 tough opponents. But
a lot of new coaches in that, too.
Yeah, I see 11 wins. I see 10, 11 wins. I do.
Okay. Put your money where your mouth is.
I will, baby.
Yeah, I think that's fair to look at 10 or 11 wins.
Yeah,
right, you know, for this team, but the 10.5 is the number. So are you going over or are you going under?
I'd like to know if it's like plus 100 to go over.
Yeah, I'll take the over. I think the 785 hits the nail on the head as well as if Veach hits that number 9 pick, you've got another cornerstone for Mahomes at whatever position that is.
Would you be more confident betting over 81 wins for the Royals or over 10.5 wins for the Chiefs?
I'm going to take the Chiefs. As of today. I'm going to take the Chiefs on this one, and the reason is the Estevez stuff. That's very concerning with me. Very concerning. The closer makes all the difference in the world. It just does. There's nothing more demoralizing in sports. Imagine if Hellebuck wasn't a good goaltender. How demoralizing that is, right? That's what it is to have a bad closer in baseball. Oh, God. It's the worst.
Yeah, that's...
And puts pressure on everybody else.
Both teams have a lot of question marks, right? I would just say the question marks with the Chiefs are pointed towards Hall of Famers, towards GOATs. They're pointed towards Mahomes and Andy Reid. I'm going to trust them to answer those more than I'm going to trust the Cags, the Jensens, and Estevez with a back. I've got more worries there.
Yeah, I'd
take the over on both.
Yeah, and I probably would take the over on both, but if you're asking, he legitimately did ask, so I'm going to answer. No, I would take the Chiefs. They get the benefit of the doubt. They've done it before. We know that they know how to figure things out. They had a blip on the radar, so they get the benefit of the doubt in that
last 2 years. The Royals have been over 81.
Yeah, they have been. Yeah.
But
just a little bit of thought there. Yeah. The Chiefs have done it for a decade.
Yeah.
Give me the Royals all day.
Let's go.
I think they can win 85. I don't know what that means for where the season ends, but I think they can get to 85.
When Vern questions things like he did yesterday, though, with Estevez, man, that makes me listen. Because Vern knows what he's talking about. A lot of the stuff that Vern says, I'll just be honest with you, is informed opinions. And so if Estevez is a conversation that's happening with Vern, I'm sure a lot of people, you know, in surprise are talking about it and wondering about it and wanting to know about it. And hell, maybe people even around baseball are talking about it right now. That to me, it's a big red flag from Vern yesterday going into this season.
Something to monitor for sure, but it is a Tuesday. So coming up next, Bob gives you his bonehead of the week, Raw, on 96.5 The Fan. You're on for Kansas City Sports.
I'm like pissed.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for...
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.